Welcome back. You're here with the Ancestral Doula. And right now we're going to talk about meditation, establishing regular meditation. So what is meditation exactly? Meditation is the most effective stress-relieving practice that exists. Doctors often recommend that highly stressed patients practice daily or bi-weekly meditation, along with take a prescription drug. Meditation is a three-step process that leads to an alternate state of consciousness that brings serenity, clarity, and bliss. It doesn't take a genius to realize that proper meditation is one of the fundamentals of a healthy, stress-free existence. So what are the types of meditation? There is sensation experiences, mostly sight or touch, your breath, breathing, the energy, the chakras or channels of energy, attitudes, love, compassion, or another attitude you want to adopt, mantra. Mantra is different phrases that you may say during your meditation. Visualized image, or just stream of thoughts. Those are types of meditation. So the process of meditation, normal mind, bills, family, food, job, friends, or concentrating mind, distraction, object of meditation, distraction. That's when you want to concentrate on the object of your meditation. You want to exclude all distractions and just focus on whatever the object of your meditation is. The meditating mind is the object of meditation. The point of meditation is to clear your mind of any and all distractions, including the work life, domestic life, arguments, road rage, bad news, disappointments, or anything that distracts you from the things you do in everyday life. These thoughts are oftentimes destructive and break our concentration. Without concentrating fully on our daily activities, we are losing sight of reality and slowly being dragged into a world of our own fears and worries. Meditation can be surprisingly hard when you first start practicing regularly. You will begin on the path to clear all of the clutter from your mind, and you will notice little thoughts keep popping out of nowhere and shattering your concentration. For example, say you choose to focus on the word love. You attempt to clear your head of all thoughts except this word, love. But then your mind tries to play a trick on you. Instead of focusing completely on love, one of your thoughts sneaks in. I really love my cat. Did I give my cat water today? I think I did, but I'm just not sure. Then you A, give in and go check the cat's water, B, continue to worry about the cat, or C, concentrate on love and push those thoughts out of your mind. Of course, it's obvious that C would be the thing to do if you want to take this seriously. So what's the link between concentration and meditation? When you think of learning something, you usually think of concentrating on a certain thing or concentrating on a certain task you are doing, correct? Well, to achieve a state of meditation, you must concentrate a sufficient amount, which is often hard to achieve for people starting out. After you concentrate long enough to obtain the desired state of meditation, you will begin to really feel the benefits. Instead of concentrating like you would on an extremely important task, you are actually experiencing a whole new level of thinking. you become so immersed in contemplation that you enter an entirely different state of consciousness. If you apply what you learn through meditation to what you do in your real life, you will definitely notice big changes with your life. Instead of dredging your way through projects and learning, you will be able to easily get into a state of ultra focus if you were to combine meditating and learning. Try it for yourself after you are proficient in meditation. So let's talk about what benefits can meditation achieve. Your concentration, for one. You will find it easier to concentrate on things throughout the day. It will reduce stress. Your stress levels will generally plummet, making you far more capable to deal with whatever the world decides to throw at you. Your health. A study states in psychosomatic medicine that people who underwent meditation for 8 weeks straight produced more antibodies and had more positive emotion-related brain waves. Of course, happiness. You can achieve happiness by meditating. Peace of mind, your spiritual growth, discovering the meaning of life and the universe, your creativity, and last but not least, detachment. People who are capable of detaching themselves from negative thoughts are often far less affected by the everyday hassles life brings. Practicing meditation is extremely simple and can be done anywhere that is relatively and usually quiet. The process can be done in many different ways with many different objects of meditation. Whatever you choose to focus your thoughts on, whether it be love, a flower, a certain word, phrase, or mantra. So here's a step-by-step meditation. Number one, attention. Simply acknowledge the object of contemplation and begin giving it your attention in your mind. If applicable, visualize the object in its light and observe the details of it. Number two, your concentration. Concentration is the second stage of meditation and requires holding the image of an object or the thought of the object in your mind and pushing your thoughts and energy into it. Number three, meditation. Meditation takes place when the process of concentration remains unbroken for a certain period of time. In order for the meditation stage to come, you must concentrate fully onto the object consistently. In order for the meditation stage to come, you must concentrate fully on the object consistently. Number four, samadhi, S-A-M-A-D-H-I. Samadhi, I know I'm saying it wrong because it's not sounding right, is a state that takes place after one. Let me start again. Samadhi is a state that takes place only after an extended period of uninterrupted meditation. It is so powerful that instead of simply concentrating on one entity, you are actually becoming one with the object of meditation. All right, let's move to your chakras. Chakras are spinning energy discs located in 7 points of your body. There are a total of 7 different chakras, each with their own abilities and a different color representing it. Chakras are the focal points of physical energy that is used. The chakra affects any organs within its range. For all of you who have gotten through this course, this discussion, this conversation with Little Doubt, we are about to branch out even a little further and talk about chakras. And the colors are important. Your assignment is closely related to the following information. So even if it seems a little hard to understand or accept, just try it anyway.